What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
We both moved from Arizona to LA.
Yes. Really?
Once we met Liz, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
How did that happen? Like, how do you guys say, hey, you know, we're packing and moving? I feel like that's a huge deal.
Pues, it is, but it's something we really love.
So yeah, pues like, nos vinimos a visitarla and we were like, we saw like que había mucha conexión y todo. Estaba like, ando la química, ¿verdad? Estaba en chingona.
Well, whenever we met Sony, like, the team already, like, off the bat, like, it was just, like, a really good bond, you know?
Yeah.
We got along with them really well, and I think that's really important if you're going to sign to a label. Like, be comfortable and have confidence in who you're signing with.
Cuando los conocimos en la primera vez, we kind of fucked up with Sony, like, really bad. We were playing and we're, like shaking, up, dude.
Oh, yeah. You guys are nervous.
Yeah, because we walked into the building and it was a big-ass building. We got really intimidated, you know?
Yeah. Miami, right?
When they graban las películas y todo.
No, aquí en Los Ángeles. They still like us, and we kind of fucked up really bad. It was like bad. Like, we restarted a song like 2 or 3 times because we were like, tan hablando y tan hablando, pero nobody asked out. Like,
nobody like, wants commitment.
Yes, exactly.
Angel
has
tell me your experience with Angel.
He's basically
Angel's
like,
gonna break down. Knows. Like,
I literally been getting heartbroken every week for like the past 3 months.
Every week? How many people do you talk to?
I said I have I have something to say.
Guys, this is the first time we have an audience, and I am not shy, but Angel is.
I am.
I feel like I'm a beast at this already. Like, I know how to communicate.
I'm excited.
Yeah. It's like our 100th video. I think we got this.
I'm excited because our boy Omar's here. Huge shout out to our boy Omar. Where are you, Omar?
Omar from CA.
He's outside. Never mind.
He's outside doing his own thing.
That's anyway. Agent CAA has.
But anyways.
He's the one that got Grupo Firme to join CAA.
What's up?
Omar's in the building. If you guys did not know, Omar is our agent. Shout out to CAA.
And Grupo Firme's agent.
And Grupo Firme's agent.
So therefore, we're part of Grupo Firme.
Therefore, we're part of Grupo Firme, huh?
Puro music VIP.
So basically, you're Edwin's brother.
Pretty much.
Basically, hey, he said yes. He's like, down with it.
No, I'm not with that.
Anyway, what's up, guys? Welcome back to another Grupo Firme podcast episode. If you guys are new to the channel, make sure you guys like, comment, subscribe. We're available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts.
We're available.
And on YouTube.
And if you guys are new, you guys should know that we upload every Monday.
Rain or shine.
Today, it's Wednesday. We have a special guest, but we'll get into that in a minute.
So don't forget to subscribe. We are trying to pop this for 100,000 subscribers. We're pretty close. Hopefully, we do that before the end of the year. So make sure you subscribe. If you're watching this, you're already invested. So just subscribe.
Ya le urge tomar el Angel.
I know.
And also, guys, it's almost Halloween, so I think once it's October, we're going to decorate this place, and we're going to dress up for every episode.
Yeah.
So comment down what you guys want us to dress up as.
Whatever we see the most, like, say, like, whatever, and then Angel, or, like, put a name to us, so if it's, like, something really bad, we know who's supposed to.
And how do we choose them? Most likes or what? Nah, because then they're going to...
Not most likes, but whoever comments, if there's, like, 5 of them of, like, Gecko dressed as a princess or something... You know, like that.
He's like, been there, done that.
Been there, done that.
Been there, done that. Live
in front of, he has the wig.
In front of 7,000 people, huh?
Yeah.
Lucky
that day was...
Yeah. If you guys want to find out, there's a video on YouTube where Kiko goes in front of 7,000 people dressed as a quinceañera.
The Princess Fiona. Mm-hmm.
We won't drop the link, though.
Aside from that, guys, I want to let you guys know that merch is coming.
Yes. It will be available finally next week. We've been talking about it a lot. Finally, actually today, the time of this recording, it was done. It will be for sale next podcast that you guys see.
Guys, I can't emphasize this enough. The next drop is
otro way better quality, guys.
And the design, I think it's the best design so far. And as I always say, I want to thank you guys for watching this podcast, taking your time that you guys have, and we love you guys.
Y los que están comiendo, un provecho y mándame un plato, por favor. Hambre.
Should we bring in the guest?
Yeah,
let's get it.
A little drum roll,
guys. Please. Today we have a special guest. This group made history as the first ever Gen Z female Sereno group, and now signed to Sony Music. Drum roll. Conexión Divina.
Let's get it.
Dab. Yeah, we'll share mics. Oh, we didn't think about that, huh?
Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, you want to share mics?
Oh, yeah,
I don't want to share with you. No.
Come on, we can pass it back and forth.
All right, fine. Just kidding.
Amanda?
Wow. All right, guys, let's get comfy.
Un poquito más para enfrente.
I'm like,
so you have to like, so you have to lift it up and fold it. Hi, Angel. I'm sorry. I thought we'd be a little bit more prepared. Who made that noise? Oh, I thought it was Jason.
It's a peacock.
So what's up, guys? Welcome to the Aguas Baba podcast. I know you guys have been here before, right? Wait, who was here?
Yeah, I feel like somebody was
everyone
under me. Yeah.
You guys were jamming with our boy Jason.
Yes.
Why is he not part of the group?
Nah, just
I'm a if you guys didn't know, I'm a musical too, and we were jamming.
This isn't about
This is not about you. No promotion for you right now.
Let me get my minutes of fame.
Do you guys want to introduce yourself? Tell us where you guys are from and what instrument you guys play.
Yo soy Ashley. Yo toco el requinto y escribo las canciones.
Yo soy Sandra y toco el bajoloche.
I'm Liz and I sing and I play armonía.
And you guys are Conexión Divina. So how did you guys meet? Because I did. We heard an interesting story about you guys.
Yeah.
How did you guys meet?
I mean, it all started with Sandra. So Sandra, like.
Sandra was the one.
La mitotera.
We all met through social media. I met Ashley through Instagram and we met Liz through TikTok.
Yeah. So La Sandra me hizo text. She used to live in Texas. And she was like, hey, like, ¿qué tal si hacemos un grupo de mujeres? And I was like, yeah, sure. Y se vino a vivir conmigo. She was going to like base it, you know?
And se quedó?
Yeah, se quedó. She was like, only 2 months, and she ended up staying, and I was like, okay, cool.
Dedicated from the jump, huh?
Yep. And then we met Liz.
Crazy.
Yeah, they met me on TikTok. So, like, I had already, like, a few covers and shit, and then, like, I had, like, without my face or whatever, and they still, like, came and go to see me, you know? Like,
I'm not gonna lie, we thought it was a guy. Because she didn't show her face. She was, like, showing, like, todo de atrás, pero no ella. So we thought it was a guy, but it was, yeah, she, her. So we're like,
yeah, because I generally...
In her bio, it says she, her.
Yeah. I generally have, like a deeper voice, so it's
como lo pueden
like,
notar aquí?
Yeah.
She's cooking you. What's going on?
You're here from L.A. You came over from Texas.
No, she's from Texas.
No.
Arizona, no.
Todos mal. Arizona. I'm from Arizona.
Oh, Arizona.
In Texas and in L.A.
So, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You wait, first. Wait, so... You went from Texas to Arizona.
Yeah.
And then how did you guys end up here?
We both moved from Arizona to LA.
Yes. Really?
Once we met Liz, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
How did that happen? Like, how do you guys say, hey, you know, we're packing and moving? I feel like that's a huge deal.
Pues, it is, but it's something we really love. So
yeah, pues
like,
nos vinimos a visitarla and we were like, we saw like que había mucha conexión y todo. Estaba like, I don't know, like, La Química, yeah? La Chingona?
Does that have to do anything with the name that you guys chose?
Conexión.
Nah, not really. It was kind of random. It was like,
So Liz was like, 2 months. Nah, I'm staying.
Yeah, literally.
Literally.
I was so like,
did you pay rent?
I did.
Oh, free livers.
I think it's kind of cool that you guys took the risk right from the jump. And, I mean, honestly, you guys probably didn't know what was going to happen, you know? But it's cool that you guys made it this far, and I know you guys have a lot going for you guys, but I want to know, like, what influenced you guys to get into the music? Because it's still kind of new, you know, the regional and the guitars is still a new thing. And how did you guys get into it?
I got into it, like, through Tercer Elemento, and then from there, it was just kind of like, damn, I might fuck with this shit, you know? but yeah.
Yo sí, desde más chamaquita, empezaba tocando en una rondalla, que es un grupo de como puros hombres, tocaba como Pedro Infante y todo eso, pero yo quería tocar los corridos de Gerardo Ortiz en ese tiempo, pues en el como 2015, 2014, y pues me salí, y fue cuando aprendí a tocar corridos, y pues desde entonces llevo tocando la guitarra.
Oh, shit.
Junior actually got me into playing the bajoloche.
So that's pretty recent, right?
Yeah, that's pretty recent, pero desde chiquita me gustaba la música, like, I used to listen to Julieta Venegas a lot when I was little.
Yeah. They don't know who it is, huh?
Yeah.
We actually have proof that we do. Yeah, we were singing
in
along to one of their songs on when we went to Laughlin.
Which one?
La de,
I don't know, but you're going like this.
Dime tú si tú quieres.
Oh, yeah, no. See, we have a little bit.
And then
it
goes,
yeah, we were going like this.
And then just started barking.
That's a different story.
Y la de Lo Siento Bebé, Bad Bunny and Julieta Venegas. See, we know Sabos, but we know the music.
Nomás no saben español. But so then, how long ago did you two move over here?
3 months.
3 months.
3 months ago.
I met them 6 months ago.
This is crazy.
Wait, how old are you guys?
I'm 22.
I'm 19.
I'm 18. I just turned 18.
And what did your guys' parents do?
Yeah, like, that was my question. Yeah.
I feel like I can't leave my house yet.
Like, I had to ask my mom for permission to be here right now. And I live 10 minutes away.
Well, at first, my parents didn't want to let me leave because, like, I'm the youngest, you know, from my brothers. And, well, they didn't want to let me leave. Pero luego, my dad was like, pues, tú sabes lo que haces. And so, he was like, if you want to go, then yo te apoyo.
Damn.
She was like, vete la chingada.
That's crazy. And then, what did they tell you?
Yo ya vivía solo por ese entonces. So, oh, okay. Yeah. Yo estoy más grande que ella, so. Ahí estaba, ya llegó y ya llegó y ya estaba solo.
Nah, for me, I think my parents are more lenient, so they were just kind of like, yeah, go do it, you know, because they're right here, so California.
No fue tanto pedo.
I didn't have to go and move out, you know, I didn't have to go to Arizona or whatever, so, yeah.
We're going to make him move to Arizona, though. We already talked about it.
Hey, hold up, no. I actually like Cali, so. Yeah.
Hey, commitment is commitment.
Yeah.
We saw.
Y'all got to stick together.
Yep.
You're just like, I got that point. I'm getting pretty mad here. So, you guys are living together right now in LA?
In Downey, yeah.
It's expensive, huh? Right?
Dude, finally somebody like agrees.
Somebody acknowledges the crazy amount of thousands of dollars for
box. I saved money and I was like, dude, that shit's gonna last. That shit didn't last like for a month, bro. I was like, what's
just like
going?
Rent and like food.
Rent and Uber.
Rent and food and then gas, dude.
So both of you guys are living or the three of you guys?
Yeah, pues ya se va a venir con nosotros. We're gonna be roommates, all of us.
Yeah, because they live in Downey and I live in South Central.
Yeah. So.
Not too far.
Y'all gonna spend every minute together. Music? No. Work?
Damn.
And then in home life?
Yep.
Yeah.
Y'all gonna get down or what?
From personal experience, se van a hartar.
Pues ya viví con la Sandra un tiempo. I don't know about this. We're gonna see how it goes.
Yeah, we'll see.
A ver si no.
You could cuss.
¿Sí puedo decir? Because I was like, escuché que decía, pero I was like,
It's family friendly, but you could cuss.
Saludos a los plebitos.
Wait, so like you guys came up with the name Conexión Divina because obviously you said there was a connection through social media, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what does that name like mean to you guys? Like Conexión Divina?
Pues it actually came out from Mujeres Divinas. You know Vicente Fernandez, the song? We wanted to like create something with Divinas, pero we didn't want to like be like too like...
Like copy the name.
We were, like, arguing for, like, 2 or 3 days. We were, like, dude, esto.
Just take out Mujer and put Conexión Divina?
Yeah, I mean, it didn't come out just like that, you know? That's not easy, but we were, like, arguing, and he, like, a lo último terminó quedando, because era lo único que teníamos las tres en común, Conexión. We were, like, pues, ya que, you know, like, está bien. Y terminó quedando, y pues, I think, le hace mucho.
It's kind of grown on us.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't even like it.
We didn't like it at
first. We
were,
like, ya que.
Now they admit it.
What was the other options you guys had, like, for the names?
Dude, es que preguntamos en Instagram. I think it's a really bad. It was a really bad idea.
Somos en las Barbies.
Las Barbies,
Las Powerpuff Girls.
They already called us that.
Yeah.
So okay, so I want to know, did you guys? So you guys got the offer from? Okay, how did you guys?
Yeah, I think this is like part of. It's a crazy story.
Yeah, this is a crazy story. So
everything just happened like that.
How did you guys get in contact with Sony? Because that's like huge.
Well, actually, our manager.
Yeah. So, teníamos como 2 semanas con nuestro Instagram del grupo.
Uh-huh.
Y people start hitting us up, right? And that's when our manager came in. Y pues nos hizo hit up. And he was like, pues teníamos opciones, right? So, like,
we're going to say. Teníamos
opciones. Who's that manager?
No por presumir, pero.
Hey, who were the other options? If you want to say.
Did you say it?
Hey, pero terminamos bien con todos.
Yeah, we're kind of like, we're good with everybody, you know? So,
yeah.
So say it.
Everybody in the game.
So say it.
There's no animosity, you know?
Not yet. Well, we got hit up by the Records.
Yeah, the Records. Jimmy.
Oh, yeah, Jimmy had hit us up.
Rancho Humilde.
Cutthroat. Saludos a
Cutthroat. Yeah, pretty much everybody.
Yeah, pretty much everyone in the industry.
And then, pues.
Except Manzana.
Oh, yeah,
I don't know what happened with Manzana. Boy, come on.
They liked it.
Wait, so, did you guys move out before the deal or after?
Before.
Really?
We didn't even know if anything was going to happen. Yeah. We're just like, let's take the risk, you know?
So you guys just like had like the money you guys saved up and just like moved out here. Kind of like the LA story of like people searching for that dream.
Yeah. She literally worked at Walmart and I worked at Subway.
Me transferí de la Walmart y duré como una semana la Walmart aquí and I was like, no.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Damn.
Damn, that's crazy. I feel like I couldn't do that.
It was tough. Pero aquí andamos, ¿no? Ya firmadas y todo.
Damn, for real. Congratulations
on that. And a question that I had is, what made Sony Music stand out from the rest of the labels that you guys got hit up by?
And honestly, I feel like all labels están muy bien y todo. Like, I feel like we were like, con todos terminamos muy bien. They like, we support them and they support us. Like, son bien buena onda con nosotros. But I feel like, I don't know, it's because we're three different minds. So cada una tenía su punto de vista. So you guys can say it first.
We'll be back after a quick break.
This is the Voice of America, Washington, D.C., signing on.
All they have is just
the station with the best. In your face, all over the place.
She looks like every other I think the not, you trick ass.
The Subverted Radio Show, anywhere you get your podcast.
Well, whenever we met Sony, like, the team already, like, off the bat, like, it was just like a really good bond, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we got along with them really well, and I think that's really important if you're gonna sign to a label. Like, be comfortable and have confidence in who you're signing with.
And I feel like estamos confident con todos, pero let's be honest, like in the cuando los conocimos en la primera vez, we kind of fucked up and yeah. with Sony, yeah. like really bad. We were playing and we're like shaking, up. Dude.
Oh, yeah. You guys were nervous.
Yeah, because we walked into the building and it was a big building. We got really intimidated, you know?
Yeah.
In Miami,
yeah.
right?
Donde graban las películas y todo.
No, aquí en Los Ángeles.
No, here in LA.
Y luego, they still like us, and we kind of fucked up really bad. It was, yeah. like, bad. Like, we restarted a song, like, 2 or 3 times, because we were, like...
Bro, like, they gave us, like, water, and we were, like...
Yeah, like,
dropped half the water.
Yeah, we were so nervous, and we really did mess up, and we kind of, like, thought, like, we messed up, like, the opportunity. And, like, from there, it was just, like...
But we
did
like,
it.
Yeah, and I feel like that showed that... Porque, like, no todo el tiempo van a estar alguien en las buenas y en las malas. So they saw, like, the worst. There's no way we're going to see worse than that, you know? So I feel like that's what kind of, like, at least me personally, that's what pushed me a lot with them. Because I feel like they actually saw the potential for who we were instead of, like, de lo que estaba en ese momento por los nervios.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so you guys were kind of nervous because it was that, like, big opportunity. Were you guys always looking to get signed? Was that, like, the goal from the beginning?
Pues, I feel like we were expecting... Pero no fue
we
como like,
for sure.
Yeah.
yeah.
Like, we're like, what if? You know?
Yeah, what
we
if,
were
what
bouncing
if.
Back with like being independent and being like, we were signed to a label because of the pros and the cons. But
I'm not gonna lie, I saw the interview con Pedro cuando lo estaban haciendo aquí. Yeah. And that was kind of like, I was like, we should stay independent, girl. And then I was like, but no, this. So like, hay muchas opciones. And then we kind of like, I feel like we went for the best option, to be honest. Like, personally, para nuestro grupo. Because I feel like everybody's a good option.
Damn, so you guys felt kind of swayed a little bit when you guys saw that interview and what he had to say.
I feel like, es porque estaba diciendo como, like, primero saquen música, and we didn't have música. Like, todo lo que nos pasó, like, gracias a Dios, fue sin música afuera. Todo, like, bien chingón, nos trataban bien perrón todo el mundo, sin música, sin nada de música. Todo basado en covers y como tocábamos. Y, pues, nos tocaron muchas oportunidades, and I feel like, that was like, saquen música, tengan un hit, blah, blah. I was like, bro, we don't have any of that.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like, should we or should we not, you know?
Damn, so that went really fast. It was just covers and how you guys played.
Like no 2 or 3 videos and they were already hitting us up.
Yeah.
Mabi nice.
Mabi nice. Jason, échale ganas.
Mabi
por favor.
I wish that should happen to me.
Is it kind of unique?
Yeah. No.
You guys give Jason some tips.
We won't get into that, but no, I congratulate you guys because, I mean, it happens so fast and I feel like just by you guys taking the risk, you could tell, like, the dedication, you know? I feel like regardless if you guys were to not get signed as fast, it would have happened eventually because, I mean, that says a lot. You know, you move from your home to chase this dream. And like you guys said, you guys have that connection. So it was almost like bound to happen.
And honestly, we were like willing to risk it. So it was like either de que ganábamos o perdíamos, we were still willing to do it, you know. That was like algo que teníamos desde un principio. We were like expecting to win all of the time, you know.
Yeah, that's important.
And what does your family say now that you guys are signed and everything?
My mom, like, me manda mensajes todos los días. Al grupo también, like, she's always, like, liking the videos del grupo todo el tiempo. Yeah. So they support me, like, super good. Like,
bro, I got my grandparents on TikTok. Yeah. Like, liking all the posts and stuff.
She be on the lives or all that.
Honestly, I don't even know, but probably.
Nah, it's good to have family members that support you. I think that's really important. And I'm pretty sure they're going to support you along the way.
Yeah.
Along with your fans and the company as well.
Damn, you guys seen that support since the beginning? With
people or with...
Yeah, with people and, like, you guys' project?
Yeah, I feel like... Está raro, pero casi no tenemos comentarios de hate. Like, como un 90% de los comentarios is just, like, love from guys and girls. Like, most of the comments are, like, good on everything. Instagram, YouTube, everywhere.
I mean, you have a few like hate comments here and there. Yeah.
They're like the wild comments.
Funny comments. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're funny.
Yeah, but not really. More apoyo than anything.
Yeah.
I saw that you guys dropped audio. That's the first song you guys took out, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's currently at 185,000.
189 before we started recording. It's probably 190 right now.
Well, congrats.
That's the first one.
And who wrote that song?
Me.
Yeah.
Was it from like personal experience?
Yes. Saludos si me estás mirando.
Oh, shit.
Te van a mandar regalías.
Regalías. Just kidding. So I saw the yesterday we were looking at the music video. I think it was like really unique too, the letra, and then the tonada and everything. Who came up with like you came up with everything, the letra and tonada and everything?
Sí, como yo tengo mucho tiempo componiendo, Sandra like le tocó estar cuando compuso esa canción. She was there. Yeah. I was like, dude, me estaba bañando. And I was like, dude, I came up with this song.
Crying. Just kidding.
Almost.
Te pasa.
And do you write? Era de la regadera, el agua de la regadera.
Do you have do you write all the music?
Most of the music now, they're like, Lales y yo estamos componiendo algunas canciones. Andrew tiene otra canción también, yeah.
Yeah, we're writing.
Also, all three of you guys, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. Yeah, good. So y'all have your little, like, music time? Like, when y'all just sit together and, like, write music?
Or a schedule?
Yeah, I mean, pues ya estamos empezando a tener un poquito más. Al principio estaba un poquito más difícil porque creo que cada quien está en diferente nivel. Porque yo ya tengo mucho tiempo escribiendo y ellas son como un poquito más tiempo escribiendo y todo eso. Pero now we're kind of, like, leveling up. Like, estamos como andando mejor.
Yeah, we're kind of like balancing each other out, yeah. You know, so.
Do you think writing is the hardest part of doing music?
It's tough because like, yo tengo muchas opiniones sobre los compositores ahorita, los cantantes que están ahorita con su música, and a lot of it doesn't really have a message. And for me personally, all of my music, I try to like have a message behind it. Y no voy a decir nombre nada, obviamente, ¿verdad? But like, a lot of people just talk, and they don't say anything.
Or do you think it's really repetitive also, the topics they talk about? It's like the same?
It could be, pero siento como que es de lo mismo de que yo hago un chingo de feria, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, bro, how? Like, ¿cómo llegaste a trabajar todo eso? I like giving that message instead of like, si tengo feria, you know? Like, por ¿cómo trabajaste? ¿Cómo te chingaste más? I feel like that's the difference between me y los compositores que están ahorita con la música.
That's good. I think storytelling, you know, is important in you know writing, and if you're able to do that, I think that's a big plus.
Yeah, I feel like that's something that's lacking, I think, in the genre.
My boy Angel wants a corrido.
Oh yeah, I'm working.
Give him
on
the
that.
Datos.
No, and I'm trying to get my stats up first, but
what are your stats right now?
No, that's a sad, that's gonna be a sad story. No, I got songs for like 12-15 okay. Heartbreak songs as of today.
Dang. Oh, no. Yo tengo muchos de desamor.
They could write a whole documentary about mine.
Damn. The whole 75 episodes.
And do you guys have any female artists that you guys want to do duetos or?
Pues, I feel like we're open about everybody, right?
Yeah, we're open.
Yeah, saludos. Hit us up.
How do you guys feel that you guys are one of the first female groups that are out right now in the Cerreño Regional Mexicano? I think that's pretty dope.
Napa's hella badass, you know? Like, we're here and, like, we're representing women out here.
Yeah, we're trying to, like, push it, too, so there's more females in the game. Because I feel like there's, like, a lot of females que tienen mucho talento, but they're not, like, really, like, no hay mucho espacio todavía para eso. So we're trying to open doors también en eso.
Yeah, especially since it's a really male-dominated genre. Like, we really appreciate all the support we've been getting.
Yes. Pero se siente bien chingón.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we are back from the break. We took a little break because our cameras are on 4K. And we could only record up to like 30 minutes.
But
we are back.
4K.
So, 4K.
Okay. So we're looking at one of the interviews. And Ashley, you said, I feel like this generation plays too much. And we all know it. What did you mean by that?
Wait. You guys know it.
No, we don't. What you mean by that?
What you mean?
You guys are guys. You guys know.
No, like, what are we supposed to do?
I feel like nobody takes anything serious nowadays.
For real.
Like, they didn't know.
In terms of what, though?
In terms
music?
Of me,
they don't take me serious. There you go. Said it.
Nah, you guys got it all wrong, though. I said that.
No, I said that.
Y'all play too much?
No. Oh, wait. Are you guys talking about the interview or lo que decimos en la canción?
Both.
They said it in the song.
Yeah.
Y'all throwing shots.
We said it because we read it in the media packet.
No, yeah. It's the interview, dude.
Oh, the
interview.
That makes sense. I was like, bro.
She's mad.
Yeah, I was like, bro, why are you taking credit?
Point being, we all have the same story.
Yep.
Yes.
So give a little bit more context of what you mean by that. I feel like our generation plays too much and we all know it.
La generación de nosotros, pues todos somos de la misma generación. So you guys know this. I feel like
do not
I feel
know
like,
what you're talking
yeah,
about.
Like in terms of what? Like I'm still lost.
Like play a lot of music.
Dude,
mucho juegan, mucho fútbol.
Soccer.
No, pues siento que in terms of relationships, todos, nadie se toma nada en serio. I feel like everybody's like tan hablando y tan hablando, pero nobody asks out. Like
nobody
like,
wants generally. Commitment.
Yes. Exactly.
In other words, why are girls like that, right?
Why guys Hi. Like that? What do you mean, girls?
Angel?
Angel
so
has
tell them your experiences, Angel.
He's basically Angel's like, gonna break down, like
I literally been getting heartbroken every week for like the past 3 months.
Every week? How
Wait,
many people do you talk to?
For real?
Damn!
Hey.
I think that's your fault.
I was exaggerating.
Our point exactly.
Anyway, no.
Anyway, thank you for answering the question. Next question.
Damn.
Fucking Angel.
Highlight.
Bro, why you gotta...
It's okay. Next one is next week.
Damn. Every week.
I know. At least I got that going for me.
Damn.
But anyway, guys, we saw that you guys had your first performance last Sunday, right?
Yes.
Correct.
At Fiestas Patrias in LA.
Yes.
How was that?
That shit was dope. I was like, damn, we're on the stage. That was our first time performing like audio on stage. And that was it. Honestly, it was really fun. It was like
we were sweating.
It was natural, bro.
Because it was like the day.
It was hot. Hot. Hot.
Yeah, I still remember from last year when we went. Remember?
What was it like? 90 degrees?
But it's because you guys don't wear makeup. That's the difference. Like when you traes makeup, you're like,
oh, he does.
Oh,
match. Get it.
Oh, that's a whole different.
Damn, that's true. I never thought about that.
Yep. What? O sea que si te limpias mucho se te cae el makeup, and it's like it looks different from the rest.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a dumb question, but if you have makeup on your face and you're sweating, like does the sweat just like what happens? It just like
evaporates.
Where does it go?
Where does it go? My bad. I never thought about this in my life.
I mean,
no, pues se queda. What do you
I
mean?
Know.
You still have to take it off. Where's it
so
gonna go?
So many questions.
You still like sweat. You
yeah.
Know? Like.
Pores.
Your pores still open, bro. So like.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Still yeah, you're acting like you know what you're talking about.
Well,
we don't know. We don't know this.
Were you guys nervous performing?
Yes.
Were
you guys like at Sony?
Nah, we've been kind of loosening up a bit, you know.
Yeah. It's like, we also see. ¿Cómo se llama? Regulo Caro.
Oh yeah, we took a picture with him.
Yeah,
it's dope.
Is it dope seeing like your artists?
Yes.
There, like your icons. So.
Yes.
I feel like it's been like a super big life changing thing that you guys been going through, huh? Because you were telling me during the break that you guys do whole days of interviews. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's still getting a little used to. And the performance.
Not really. But,
oh, not really.
I'm just kidding. No, yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun though.
Learning
it's fun.
Curve.
I feel like está chulo repetir la historia como 10 o 15 veces, like over and over and over. Because we're like kind of memorizing it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They ask us kind of like the same questions like over the interviews. So we kind of just already know what to
We just look at
to.
Each other and it's like.
We're like, all right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel like that happens to us when they ask like, how do you guys come up with the name? And he says it. Like,
nosotros juntamos hace ratito.
Yeah. How many times have you said how you guys came up with Augusto Papa?
A lot.
Like too many times.
Es complicado.
And I still can't say it right in Spanish.
Todavía no? Pero ya merito. Un 80% at least.
Nah. If I get nervous, nah.
Yeah, but seeing how fast you guys' career is going, have you guys like looked into the future? Where do you guys think, or where would you guys want to be in 5 years from now?
And I don't know. Como el Bad Bunny, no? Sí. Bad Bunny is like 5 years, no? Su carrera? Yeah, he's the biggest in the world.
19, he's a Bad 20. Bunny fan. You should know this.
Yeah, it's like
facts.
Six-ish.
It's like 4 years and 7 months.
And 3 days. And you're like, and I'm going to see him on Saturday.
Oh, he don't know. I shut up about that.
Yes.
No, but yeah, we want to be like, we want to make, pues, las mujeres bigger too. Y nosotros, like, también, pues, poner a México también como... También hay mucho talento en México, you know?
And what do you guys think the new generation needs?
Genre.
Oh, genre.
Being serious.
Yeah.
Quit playing.
Yeah, quit playing.
Facts.
Quit playing.
Nah, it's okay. Play a little bit and then stop.
Not with me.
Angel's like, nah.
You're just like,
what? Your question.
Oh, what's one thing you guys think the genre needs?
more females.
Definitely. Yeah. Yes. More women. I feel like we add like more, like not to be like, you know, yeah, but girls add like more like feeling to it, you know, like we.
It's like a different perspective.
Yeah. Like it's always been like always males, you know, and then I feel like now it's like from the girl side. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, I think that's exciting because it's always the guy telling the story, you know, and now it's going to be the girl.
Now you guys are going to understand el otro lado de la historia.
Yeah. Yeah.
The real side.
I know.
Do you guys feel like more pressure in this, well, specifically in this genre for, you know, being like a female group?
I don't. I feel confident.
Not really. I mean, I think we're kind of like excited. Like we're like, yeah, we got this, you know, like,
yeah. I feel like we're not, like, algo que tenemos claro es no compararnos con nadie. Mm-hmm. We're trying to do our own thing. Y pues, los demás que hagan lo suyo, ¿no?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't think our music sounds like anybody else who's out right now. Because you guys only heard, like, a few songs from us. Yeah. But we have, like, really a variety of songs.
Yeah. Ellos tienen que esperar un poquito porque no puede salir todo de un fregazo. Pero, like, honestly, like, traemos muchas cosas diferentes. Igual como lo que ya está pegando a lo que es, like, más estilo Conexión Divina.
Yeah. We're trying to, like, mix up. Sorry. Yeah. We're trying to like mix up more genres into it, like pues indie and stuff like that, like how Iván Cornejo is doing his own stuff, like something similar to that, and then pues other kind of genres like reggaeton or something.
Rock.
You know.
Yeah, that's dope. And that gets right to my next question. You guys have any upcoming albums or EPs?
EPs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
In October.
Yes, we do.
EP in October.
Yeah.
Va a salir unas dos cancioncitas ahí, bien chingona la neta.
Yeah.
Corritos.
Yeah.
Corridos?
Va a haber corrido.
Yeah. So corridos and románticas.
Corridos and something else. I cannot say too much. Oh. Yeah, I already said too much. It's like,
yeah, what could it be? A lullaby?
Nah, you're just going to have to keep like, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Guessing. That's good. Anticipation is real.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we did see that you guys brought your guitars. Can you guys show us a preview?
They're like only one song.
On preview?
Preview of everything.
Or something that you guys want to show us. What do you guys want your fans to see? Get them excited.
Si quieren, un preview también. Sí, un pedacito.
Alright guys, we got Conexión Divina in the house. They're going to be playing their first song on the podcast, Odio, right?
Yes.
And before I start, may I add Fender sponsored artists.
No sé.
Para que vayan y digan.
¿Listo?
Es que no sé junto a mí. Sé que sabes bien lo que te quiero decir, pero me dejas sin palabras cuando te acercas a mí. El tiempo me dice que tú no eres para mí. No lo tomé en cuenta y ahora me quedé así. Mirarte sonriendo no sé qué me hace sentir. Y si no te veo, te busco yo tu perfil para saber si estás bien o te va mal. Mirarme al espejo solo me pone a pensar. Tengo algo malo en mi forma de hablar. Aunque no te guste, quizás lo puedo cambiar. Y pura conexión divina.
Like I always say, y'all play too much.
That shit got me my feelings.
Who plays too much though? Nice.
Damn.
Guys or girls?
Girls.
Both.
Girls.
Guys.
We saw that you guys have your guitars wrapped.
Yes.
Who wrapped them for you guys?
A-Raps.
Shout out to A-Raps.
And we thought that was Little Mermaid, but it's not Little Mermaid.
That's a little
fan. Jason thought it was Rapunzel.
Poison Ivy, right?
Yes.
You said? Still don't know who that is.
Wait,
but why Poison Ivy? Why that?
Oh.
Because she's hard.
Nah, cause, well, Tim.
Damn.
Because she's bisexual. So, represent the LGBTQ. Mm.
And then...
Uh-huh. El mío solo tiene cherry blossoms.
White cherry blossoms.
I don't know. I just thought it was cute and simple.
Yeah,
I
mean,
it
was cute.
I just liked it.
Pretty much is that.
And then
the other one, what is it?
That's actually, this is a video game.
Video game.
The Last of Us. Yeah, it's like one of those like zombie apocalypse games that, and the character's gay, so I was like, all right.
Es que aquí en el grupo hemos de todo, tenemos de todo.
Yeah.
I had that game, The Last of Us, but I never played it. But if Sony wants to send us a PS5, I'll play The Last of Us.
I was about to go buy an Xbox too. So.
Nah, let me get it first. Hey.
Then you guys should order sure Sony put that in the
contract.
In the contract, huh?
Hey, for real.
Yeah, I think that's cool too. That makes you guys stand out too with the raps. Because I've seen a few, but it's not super common yet.
Like, there's meaning. You get me? Like,
yeah.
I mean, personally, para nosotros está como es algo que nos importaba y también los colores son los colores de nosotros.
Oh yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah. My favorite color is blue.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's why though, you know.
Yeah.
And then, but Ashley's green, and then Sandra's pink.
Yeah. And that's how you guys have the hearts too, huh?
Yeah.
Damn. Is there another song that you guys want to play for us? Something that's not out yet,
to or cry. Just anything? Yes.
I want to cry.
We want to cry.
Something
that Pepe's office doesn't have. Just kidding.
Para que como diga él, en exclusiva con ustedes.
Exclusivity. Yeah, exclusivity.
El requinto.
¿Solo requinto?
El requinto, sí, nomás el requinto.
¿Cuál? ¿Paso a pasito?
Sí,
paso a pasito. This one's paso a pasito.
¿Está?
Yeah.
All right.
Uno, dos.
Pero si fuera Pepe, escucha el álbum.
Sony, do you have permission to hear the song?
Que gacha está la vida cuando quieres avanzar. Por más que uno intenta chingarle, todos te quieren fregar. Por eso voy paso a pasito, así no me voy a equivocar. Voy enfrentándome a un camino pa' mi familia ayudar. Y varios golpes de la vida me hizo no querer confiar en los que te ofrecen la mano y esperan algo pa' atrás. De veras que ya no se puede. Nadie dice la verdad, ni siquiera en la familia ya se puede ni confiar. Por eso soy lo que yo quiero, simplemente soy lo que no esperan de ningún cabrón, lo que no quieren por ser el mejor. Por eso soy la que habla solo para tener razón, la oveja negra donde yo voy, soy lo que quiero sin pensarlo, soy.
Who wrote that one?
Ashley over here.
That's sick.
Yeah, I feel like you guys practiced it like
that
500
that
times smart. Too.
I want to pop a bottle. Can you shoot me the bottle? I'll just pop it right now.
No, once we get to 100,000 subscribers, so subscribe.
I like how coordinated you guys are with the guitars.
Yeah, I was going to say that too. I feel like you guys probably play this 1,000 times already.
You guys practice every day?
Every day.
The songs every day.
Every single day.
Practicamos muchos covers también para mantenernos al día.
No, I could tell. Like,
yeah, I could tell too, because I've seen a few things.
That song goes hard. Hey, that shit goes. You go hard on the bass.
How long have you been playing the bass?
You go hard on the singing. Ah!
How long, sorry?
Un año.
Yeah, she doesn't go hard?
Yeah, no, I said she go hard.
Oh, I didn't see the...
Oh, but you go hard.
Do it again. Do it again.
On the requinta and compositor, that should banger. No cap.
Compositora.
Oh, compositora.
Damn. Yeah, I gotta add that.
Your Spanish doesn't go hard.
Nah, I fuck with that song heavy, though.
Thank you.
Yeah, but I can definitely see, like, you guys' dedication where you guys, like, the song was played perfectly. And because, you know, sometimes they say, oh, it's a new song. Like, vamos practicando, but...
Pues todavía lo estamos practicando, pero...
Y'all didn't notice we messed up?
Yeah.
Oh,
you guys messed up?
I don't even know like that.
We got to bring in our music expert, Jason.
Yeah,
here.
Jason's, like, the expert.
Jesus is hating because he's not signed by Sony.
The metronome thing. Yeah, but that's really cool hearing you guys.
Can we get one more?
It could be. Doesn't have to be.
It could be.
New.
It could be La Receta.
A cover. I heard like that
one. I like that one.
La Receta.
Yeah.
They're like that one's not out.
No, that one is out. Is it, well the preview, right?
Yeah, it's the preview.
I'm excited. When does that song come out? The one that came up and the one you sang before.
He's too excited. He's excited.
The song you guys did sang before when?
Soon. No podemos, no tenemos fecha todavía, pero.
Oh. That's gonna be on the EP, right?
Va a estar en uno de los EPs, pero sí va a estar ahí. Ahí, pero si la piden, la sacamos. Si la piden, la sacamos.
Ajá, yeah.
Ask for it, please. I wanna listen to it. I wanna cry to it. I wanna. Go.
Quiere pistear.
Más quiero pistear.
I want to bump it in the bends going 100 on the freeways.
Todos menos ir a misa.
All right. Eso.
La de...
Yeah. All right, but...
Un, dos...
Receta perfecta, directo a la cabeza. A los que les molesta, se puede ir de aquí volando en una fiesta. La música perfecta, ya nada me molesta. Es un buen día así. El mundo dio vuelta, estoy amigos que me dejaron de hablar. Quiero decir algo, no se agüiten que apenas voy a empezar. A poco malandros, a poco que están fumando. Si en su barrio no los quieren, escuela reprobados, fotos publicando, lenguas largas, son payasos que en la vida no le avanzan, me di cuenta que son varios. Épico, esto es magnífico, es algo orgánico para mi físico, para los mongólicos que mezclan químicos, un dolor crónico, diría que el libido, nada parece real.
That was hard.
My bad.
Damn. You know what?
What?
I don't have Apple Music or Spotify, but I'm downloading Apple Music, y'all.
Y'all. They have Apple Music.
I don't listen to Pandora. But
the free one, too. And not every three songs.
I fuck with this shit heavy. I'm downloading Apple Music.
Yeah, I really like it. You guys play really good.
Hey, lo notaron que está medio chiviado cuando está diciendo.
Ah.
Está chiviado.
Hey, that shit goes hard, no cap.
Thank you.
Shit. I'm pumped.
I think you guys are really talented. I want to say thank you guys for coming on the podcast. Thank you to Sony for the opportunity. I think it's really cool how you guys are, like, going to change the game because, like how you guys said, you guys are going to open up more doors for girls because there needs to be more girls in the genre, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
we saw the talent here, and you guys said you guys are gonna have an EP coming out, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
No date yet.
No.
Sometime next month.
But we're about to like announce it soon.
Yeah.
Announce it soon.
Maybe this week or la otra semana ya lo vamos a anunciar.
Yeah. Stay tuned.
Have you guys any other performances planned scheduled yet?
Vamos a ir a los premios de la radio.
Vamos a andar. Pepe nos invitó. Saludos a Pepe.
Primero de la radio en Miami.
El padrino.
No, en la Ciudad de México.
La ciudad. Oye, I'm confusing it with the billboards, right?
No, allá no vamos.
Nosotros vamos a esos, ¿no?
No, a los
billboards. A los Grammys.
Yeah, the Grammys.
Shit.
Something like that. No, pues, no más que decir. Muchas gracias por el espacio, darnos el tiempo, considerarnos para una entrevista. Lo apreciamos.
Dude, han tenido aquí a todos los famosos y nos dicen a nosotros. Like,
gracias por traer los instrumentos. Listening to you guys live, I guess we all see that you guys have a bright future ahead of you guys.
Hey, like one last thing, like for like smaller artists and stuff like that. I think you guys gotta like what's called make sure you read the contracts, read everything before you sign anything. Always consider being independent and like.
Abogado, agarren un abogado antes que nada.
Please get a lawyer.
But don't get the lawyer that the company gives. No, get your own.
No. Get your own lawyer. Like key. Lawyer up.
That's
bro.
Our better. Yep. Yeah.
I'm so speechless. I said like.
Right when I saw when they got three at the same time, perfect on time. I seen a few things, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
But thank you guys for coming. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Don't forget to follow them
on social media.
What is your guys' Instagram? Conexión Divina
Oficial.
Oficial.
Follow them
and download their music. They have one single out, Audio. On YouTube, they have that song with a music video. Pretty sure by the time you guys are watching, there's gonna be like 200k. 300k.
Yeah. So if you want to comment before 200k, you better get on it quick.
Yes.
We're out on all platforms, so yeah, go check it out.
We ready. We're excited check it out. To see what's coming next for you guys.
Hell yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And like, comment, subscribe.
Yes. Go subscribe, guys.